Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
I don't think I'd vote for either one of them right now. They're both awful. So I'll have to wait for somebody new to come up.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age, 64.
No, your race, your ethnicity.
My race, I'm white.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Okay, now is 10 most important?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say an 8.
Okay. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
That's pretty important, too. I would say an 8.
Lowering rent.
Doesn't affect me because I own my home, so how about a 5, be neutral.
All right. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
8.
Protecting abortion rights.
Did you say rates or abortion?
No. Abortion rights.
Right. A 10.
Funding for mental health services.
8.
Okay. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
A 10.
Okay. Improving K-12 education.
A 10. Actually, I could say 10 on everything so far.
All right.
Maybe their rent, like I said, it doesn't apply to me. I know it's important to other people, though. So go ahead, put 10 on all of those things.
All right. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Donald
okay.
Trump.
Okay. Oh, I hate him. 0.
Okay. Tina Kotek.
Oh, God, 50.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, like the fast food place?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 50.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Kamala Harris.
I didn't care for her either. I'll give her a 70.
All right. Janelle Bynum.
I'm sorry, what was that one?
Janelle Bynum.
I don't know that person.
Okay, no problem.
So I don't know if I can vote.
Lori Savas.
Oh, I've heard her name too, and I don't, but I'm not really sure who she is, so I'll have to be neutral.
Hey, no opinion. Democrats in Congress.
Oh, I think they have no backbone. I give them a 70.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Oh, he's a Republican, so I'm going to give him a 30.
All right. Joe Biden.
Oh, God. He needs to step down. So I'm going to give him a low score, too, a 40.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
How about Jill Stein?
Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'm what they call a double hater. I don't like either one of them, so I wouldn't vote
for either one
of them, even if they were the only two, which I'm sure that's what's going to happen while he steps down. But the thing is, if they put somebody else up there, I, as a double hater, would probably vote Democratic and vote for their nominee, not Kamala. I don't like her. But even Newsom or Whitmer, somebody.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Donnell Bynum or Republican Lori Chavis?
See, I don't know either one of those, so I couldn't. I would have to just pass.
No problem. Even though you say you are undecided, wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavis?
I don't know anything about either one of them, so I couldn't tell you. I'd have to just say no comment.
No problem. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
I can't comment because I don't know anything about her.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavis is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Again, I don't know her, so I can't comment.
Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavis de Remer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavis?
Okay, so which one was the Democrat?
Danelle Bynum.
Then I would say Danelle.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Danelle Bynum?
Honestly, they both sounded good. That the speech you gave me, but I would just vote Democrat versus Republican. So I can't say anything specific.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Danelle Bynum. Danelle Bynum says, "We need public schools we can be proud of." And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Is this convincing or not convincing at all? And let's go from 0 to 10.
Okay, so I like what she said. So is that a 10 to like what she said?
Okay. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Danelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House to Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists.
Okay. So I agree with that. So what's that? A 10 again?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot more questions? Because I honestly have to wrap this up here.
We're on 79%, about a minute or 30 seconds more.
Okay.
For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Danelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing.
Okay, that sounds good to me. 10.
Okay. Danelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Danelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Danelle.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the mayor, says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, "You can't compromise," end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Is this a great deal to you, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
If she changes her mind, she's wishy-washy. Give her a 0.
All right. Lori Chavez de Remer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Remer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is this a great deal to you, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It's a great deal to me. I don't like that she owns a cannabis business. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Danelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Danelle.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my master's.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married for 41 years.
Okay. Congrats. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
right? Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Me. I'm a teacher.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Sadly, Joe Biden.
Righty. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Bye-bye.